Good evening, everyone. This is Pastor Jesse with Pastor Rose, and we are
First Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God will transform my life. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. In another day of living in the light of God's Word, in His authority and power and ability.
Let's say that again. Another day of living in the light of God's Word,
in His authority, power, and ability. First His authority, and then His power, and then the ability to do all that God has asked us to do. Because we are willing and obedient children of God. Amen.
It's all because of Jesus. Amen. It's all because of Jesus. Yes. This is our healing service for November the 26th, 2025, November already. Thanksgiving tomorrow.
I can't even believe Thanksgiving how fast tomorrow. Time went. Wow.
Time is going faster, like the song says, than a roller coaster.
Ah, yeah, it is.
I mean, it is. Again, this is our healing service for November 26, 2025. I am Pastor Jesse, and this is Pastor Rose with me, my associate. And we just welcome everyone that may have some symptoms in your body this evening. 1 Peter 2:24 says, by His wounds, by His stripes, you have been healed. So let me ask you, if you've got symptoms in your body and nothing over the counter, prayer doesn't help, prayer doesn't help, medicine doesn't help, so you do what? You go to the doctor, right?
Yeah.
You go to the doctor because you trust Him that He has more knowledge than you, and He's going to recommend something that's going to help you be better, right? Mm-hmm. So we go to the doctor, but we're concerned about my symptoms. I don't care who the doctor is, just get me better, right? So tonight, instead of focusing on our infirmities, on our sicknesses, on our diseases, on our attacks on our body, I want to focus on the doctor, the great physician. Yeah. I want to focus on Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And I know sometimes the pain is real.
It is real.
It's real. We just want deliverance. We just want relief from that pain.
The body.
And we concentrate more on our healing than we do on the healer.
We concentrate more on our symptoms,
on our symptoms,
our pains.
We want relief.
Feeling. We do. The body says, get me well. I don't care what you do, but get me well.
Again, 1 Peter 2:24. On the cross, Jesus bore our sins, and by His stripes, we have been healed. It's not a type error. The authors of he didn't make a mistake. By His wounds, you have been healed. In Isaiah, in the Old Testament, it says you are healed. And here it says we have been healed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how God is. When we focus, when we give all our attention to Jesus, the great physician, the healer, He will give us what we need. He will deny us no good thing.
Amen.
We were watching something the other day. And that demon-possessed man from Mascara, you know, he had a legion. He had a legion of demons in him.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus rebuked them to deliver the man, the demon said, well, send us to the pigs. Jesus even fulfilled their desire. I go, Lord, if you will answer a demon's prayer, send us to the pigs.
Yeah.
Jesus said, yeah, all right. I mean, can you imagine? Those are demons. So how much more tonight will a healer touch and heal your body? He will give us what we need. Matthew 4:23, Jesus went about, what did He do for 3 years? What did He do in His ministry for 3 years? Jesus went about healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among the people. For 3 years, that's what He did. He went about teaching and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease.
Yes.
Tonight, if you need healing in your body, if you need healing in your body, we need to concentrate, focus our attention on the healer more than we do on our symptoms. Philippians chapter 4:19, my God shall supply all your need. Tonight, my God shall supply your healing. Amen. Let me take a side journey here. Sometimes we're more focused on what we're feeling than on what our spirit man should be focusing on. Matthew 6:33, the name of this ministry, the name of this church, the name of the missionaries that trust and depend on us every month. First, His kingdom. First is first with God. Do you think first should be first with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But no, we get sidetracked, we get distracted, there's hurdles, there's all kinds of things. This is so important. Nothing is more important than the kingdom. Nothing. First, His kingdom. And then God says, then all the things that the world seeks after, I will bless you with. What you eat, what you drink, what are you going to wear, where are you going to live? God will take care of you if you put Him first. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus went about healing all manner of sickness and disease. Guess what He's doing today? Healing all manner of sickness and today. Mm-hmm. Malachi 3:6 in the Old Testament, Malachi 3:6, God says, I am God. I don't change. I do not change. He cannot go against His word. If His word says He's a healer, He is a healer. What do you need to receive your healing tonight? What do you need to receive? You need to focus your faith on the healer and not on the symptoms. Amen? Not on the symptoms. We had a pastor friend of ours here in Austin. He's already graduated and gone home to be with the Lord. But he had 5 members in his church that were all diagnosed with cancer. And 4 of them refused the treatment because they were afraid of the symptoms.
The side effects, yeah.
They were afraid of the side effects rather than having faith in the results. 4 of them died. One of them said, you know what, I'm going to trust God that He's going to use the chemo, that He's going to use the radiation. I'm going to trust Him that the results are going to be better than the symptoms.
And no side effects.
And that person is still alive. We just ran into them the other day at a restaurant Sunday after church. But, you know, people focus more on the symptoms than they do on the healer that's going to give you the results. I'm living proof of that.
Because the side effects will scare you because they say
so
many bad things. But you know what? We can trust God that those side effects will not affect us.
Yes.
It will bring forth the healing that we need. And I keep sensing in my spirit, they said, it's easier to be said and done when you say, I'm hurting. You don't know what I'm going through. No, we don't. But Jesus does. Yes, I know what it hurt. Yeah. It means to hurt. But you know why? We put our attention on the flesh and what is hurting instead of looking unto Jesus, the author, the developer, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith.
The mind wanders away from the spirit. Before I started my treatment with the chemotherapy and with the radiation, the nurse? What do you call those nurses? Come on, man.
I don't know what they're... Just the nurses that...
Not the nurses. The ones that do for... Instead of the doctor.
Nurse practitioner.
A nurse practitioner. There it is. Thank you, Pastor Rose. A nurse practitioner gets this handout. And these are the side effects. You may have... And she would say it, and I'd say no. And you may have... I'd say no. You may have... After 4 or 5 times, she goes, are you listening to me? I said, yeah, you can tell me what they are, but they're not going to affect my body.
Wow.
And then finally, after about 20 side effects, she goes, are you in denial? I said, no, I'm in Jesus. And then she said, oh, I realize. And a lot of people think that Jesus... People are freaks.
Mm-hmm.
Look, this is what the Word says. By His wounds, I'm healed. You know, that's it. Well, guess what? It's been 3 years. And I trusted the Lord. No side effects.
Side effects only.
I didn't lose my hair. I didn't lose this. No. You can ask Pastor Rose. You can ask our church.
Praise God.
It's been 3 years.
And you Church, look healthier than you when you first started.
Listen, the Bible is 2,000, the New Testament is 2,000 years old. If it didn't work, if it wasn't true, Saul, who later became the Apostle Paul, went to Gamaliel, a religious leader, and he told him, I got to put this Jesus sect I got to eliminate him. Mm-hmm. And Gamaliel said, listen, if this is of God, you can't do nothing about it. If it isn't of God, it'll do away. Mm-hmm. So here it is 2,000 years later. It is of God. The word works if you work the word. Listen, here's Jesus on one side. Here are you. I'm not getting healed. Who do you think I'm going to believe? You or Jesus? When he said by his wounds, you need to get faith, man. Get mustard seed faith. And don't put your faith in the mustard seed. Put your faith in Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
God has given you, 2 Peter 1:3, what do you need for healing? God has given you everything you need. The amount of faith that you have in your spirit, man, tonight, that's enough to get you healed.
Yes.
A grain of mustard seed.
Yes.
So what does it take to please God? Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please him without faith.
Yeah.
So your part tonight is just to believe you receive. Mm-hmm. You know Jesus is a healer. He went about healing all manner of sickness. You know that he's a healer. You know he's a great physician.
Yes.
But tonight, do you believe that he'll do it for you? Do you believe that the great physician can touch you? So tonight, you're going to need faith. And Romans 10:17 tells us faith comes by hearing and hear. That's why, you know, on our YouTube, Pastor Rose and Andrew and Sister Grace, they get a lot more views than I do. And that's all right. You know why? Because I give you scripture. And they give you stories and they give you illustrations and they preach. And that's fine. That's right. We need that. But we need them both. We need the word. Jesus left us the word and he left us prayer. The word is the most awesome thing that he left us besides the Holy Spirit. But faith comes by here. Listen, faith without action is not faith. Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 3:18 says we can grow in faith. And tonight you're going to take a step ahead and grow in faith. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think about what you were saying that we say, oh, prayer isn't working. It's not working. I still have the symptoms, Lord. I'm not healed. And so we go. It's like we're saying, God, you're a liar. Your word isn't working.
That's what we're saying. We don't say it, but that's what we think. Saying. Yeah.
But like if the medicine that we're taking and it's not working and it's not acting like it should, we go back to the doctor and say, look, this medicine is not working. He goes, okay, let's change it and put this one until they find out what medicine will work to heal your body. Yeah. But like you said, they're only practicing medicine.
And then what does the doctor tell you? Take this medicine. Listen. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
Jesus is giving you scripture. We're giving you scripture. James 2:17 says, if you're not a doer, you're deceiving yourself.
You know what? That's good right there. You said, see if it's working.
Yeah.
And God doesn't say, see if it's my word is working.
He says, my word works.
He sent it forth, and it shall not return void of any power. So it's not God's word, and it's not God. It's us.
So tonight, we're focusing on Jesus the healer. And so many Christians, they know the definition of faith. I know Hebrews 11:6. I know Hebrews 11. They know the definition of faith. But when it comes to applying it in our lives, that's different.
We don't know.
Faith without action is not faith. James 2:26 says, if you're not doing what the word says, your faith is dead. Mm-hmm. Faith in Jesus the healer. Faith is what brings us healing. Faith in the healer. Mm-hmm. Faith begins in our hearts when we make a decision to trust the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Worked for so-and-so. I just read you, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God does not change. Faith begins in our hearts. Amen. Mm-hmm. So Jesus said, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, if you have faith in me with the size of a mustard, not if you have faith in the mustard seed. And that's what we do. We trust the medicine. We trust this. We trust that. Trust in the healer.
The healer.
Not faith in the mustard seed, but faith in the healer with the size of a mustard
that
seed.
That lives and abides in us forever.
Tonight, do you believe? Do you have faith in Jesus? It is always Jesus' will to heal. He even healed on the Sabbath, and it was against the law.
I know.
He even healed on the Sabbath. I mean, how much more does that tell us that he'll heal us? Amen? The heart of God is to love. Is salvation.
Yes.
The heart of God is to heal. You, if you're a parent, you don't want your children to suffer. You're going to do everything you can to make them better.
Yes.
That's what the Father did. Our Heavenly Father sent Jesus, and Jesus paid the price for a debt that he did not owe.
No.
He paid the price for a debt that you and I could not pay. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to suffer needlessly. So tonight, to you, our listener, tonight, if you have spiritual ears to hear, then hear. If you have spiritual eyes to see, then see.
Yes.
And if you have a heart to understand and discern,
yes,
that Jesus Christ is a healer, tonight you be healed.
Yes.
Be made whole. Healthy, whole, instantly healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just reach out and receive. Just lift your arms right where you are.
Your hands, Lord.
Lift your arms and just start praising God and thanking him. You are the healer.
Praise
Jesus, you are the healer, the great physician.
Oh, I bless you.
You went about healing all manner of the sickness, all manner of disease among the people. You will never leave us or forsake us. You will never leave us or forsake us, Father.
Hallelujah.
You know you went through all the temptations and you were without sin. So you know that our hearts that are hurting, that are suffering, come to me. All you that labor and are heavy laden, come to me. Those that need healing, Jesus says, I will give you. I will give you salvation. I will give you love. I will give you health and healing. In Jesus' name, my blood covers a multitude of sins. Repent tonight and just raise your arms and just worship the Father in my name.
My hands, my
heart. In my name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
In my name.
Thank you, Lord. That person, Father, right now, that is having pain on their left shoulder, right here, on their rotator cuff. In the name of Jesus, lay hands on there, and I command that pain to leave in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command that rotor on your shoulder right there to be healed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. No more inflammation and no more pain. And that person on the left foot, you've been on your left and right foot underneath your feet, you've been having burning. And that burning will stop right now because the power of God is present to heal all that are listening at the sound of my voice. And it's the word of God that's healing you now. And that burning under your feet, go now in the name of Jesus. Leave them now
in
Jesus' name. And that person on the left, by your hip, on the left side of your hip and down your leg, you woke up with pain this morning, and the Lord said, put your hand there, and in the name of Jesus, the hand of Jesus is touching it right now and causing that pain to leave. Ligaments, tendons, muscles, arteries, blood vessels, veins, bones, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Get off their body now and leave their body now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, be healed and be made whole now in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. There's somebody having lower back trouble right now. The Lord healed you before, and you might have done something. You might have lifted something. You might have turned the wrong way, and you're in pain this morning. Listen, it's okay. It's okay to come back. It's okay to come back and say, Lord,
thank you.
Touch me again. As many times as it takes, you go back and allow. So just put your hands on your lower back right now and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you that you are the healer. All things are possible to those that believe. And I believe you're touching my back right now, Father, healing that soreness, relieving those tight muscles, Father. And in Jesus' name, you're too blessed to be stressed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't overdo it. Don't overthink things. Jesus is a healer. Let him touch your body right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
And then there's carpal tunnel. Carpal tunnel on the left by your thumb. In the name of Jesus, we called you healed. We command it to get off of you. Be gone. Now in Jesus' name. And that one that had that rotary cup on their left, start moving around and see that the pain is gone. In Jesus' name, the one in the hip on the left side, that is gone now. In Jesus' name, your feet no longer burn.
Nope. Amen. Talking no about more. Feet, lazy legs, lazy legs.
Wow.
And the Lord says, you're babying them. You know, you think they're going to get better by not doing something. You need to do something. Faith without action is not faith. Faith requires action. I'm not saying go out there and run a mile, but get up and move around. Act like you're healed. Amen? We're not faking it. We're faithing it until we make it. And Romans 4:17 says, God calls those things that be not as though they are. So those weak legs, they're weak because yes. they're not in use. Yes. Go ahead, get up and start doing things. And
move it.
And your legs are going to tell your mind, oh, they hurt, they're sore.
Yeah.
Listen, don't listen to your mind. Listen to the Word.
Mm-hmm.
The Word says, by His stripes you were healed.
And
if you were, then you are. Amen. This is what the Word says. I know some baby Christians go, you guys are fanatics. You guys are to the extreme. The Word is an extreme Word. It'll change your life. You'll never be the same.
Our mind will lie to us.
Oh, yeah. The
That's
mind.
That's why the Lord said, renew your mind. If your mind said, it ain't going to work, say, oh, it will work in Jesus' name. It's in the Word. It'll work. Because then I can take it to the bank of heaven and release the manifestation of my healing
in Jesus' name. If your mind, if your flesh says it's not going to work, what's the truth?
It is
going to work.
But he wants you to side with the enemy.
Let me see. Do I have time? I got time for a little story real quick. We were students in Bible school, and we had three different classes every day. So between classes, Pastor Rose and I were walking to our class, and I felt like somebody hit me in the back of my head with a hatchet. I mean, it just out of nowhere. And I panicked. It was so real. I panicked. I told Pastor Rose, you go ahead and go to the classroom. And I went into the men's room. And I mean, it was excruciating pain. I had never had that kind of pain before. Now, I've heard people have migraines, and they say that is terrible. So anyway, I'm in the bathroom looking in the mirror. And I go, Lord, what is that? What is that? And a voice, not an audible voice, but it says, you've got a tumor in your brain, and you're going to die before you go to Texas. And I go, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord said, tell me, what happened? I have a tumor, and I'm going to die before I go to Texas. And the Lord said, who told you that? I go, well, it wasn't you. Who told you that? You have a tumor, you're going to die before you go to Texas. And the Lord says, what's the truth? I don't have a tumor.
Yeah.
I'm not going to die, and I am going to Texas. He goes, get to class. The Lord said, get to class. Mm-hmm. He knows if we trust
Thank God.
If we trust Him. I went back to the classroom. Pastor Rose says, what happened? I go, nothing. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
By the time I sat down in that classroom, the pain was gone.
Praise God.
So tonight, if the enemy says, oh, no. God, Jesus can heal everybody, but not you.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the truth is? Jesus heals everybody and you.
Yeah.
Amen. Everybody. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. God is so good to us.
Anything else, Pastor Rose, before Amen. We let our hearers?
God is good. God is good. He's our healer.
He wants you
He's
healed.
He's our provider. He's everything. Amen. Christ, the hope of glory.
Amen.
Christ in us and us in Him. And we have the fullness of the Godhead living on the inside, and all provision, protection, healing, whatever we may need is in there. It's in our spirit, man. And we can what? Draw out of the wells of salvation that are in us in Jesus' name. Amen.
He is our complete and total source.
Source, yes, He is.
He is the strength in our weakness.
Yes.
He is a healer in our infirmities. And we thank you, Lord, for canceling that spirit of infirmity.
Yes.
In Jesus' sickness name, Pastor disease. Rose and I say in agreement.
Amen and amen. Amen.
Say good night, Pastor Rose.
Say good night, Pastor Rose. You all have a good, blessed, happy Thanksgiving. We love you. We thank you. Remember, we're not only hearers, but we're doers of the word. In Jesus' name, have a blessed evening.
Have Amen. A blessed Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Be blessed. Stay in touch. You're never alone. Jesus, never. You, and first His kingdom.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen
and amen.
And amen.